All right, last time out we talked about defense. How about offense this time, or lack of it? This coming after the latest Jacob DeGrom disgrace on Wednesday night. The best pitcher in baseball can't get any support at all. He should sue for non-support, but I think we've been through this before, and we've been through it enough, and Jake has been through it enough for that matter. DeGrom saw his earned run average rise to an unsightly 0.51. Think about that. This guy is 2-2 on the season in five starts with a 0.51 ERA. He has allowed two earned runs all season, and he's lost both games. And the Mets are 2-3 in his five starts. And, you know, if you look at DeGrom's career and you look back and say, well, you know, except for this little portion here, you know, Jake would be okay. Well, that isn't the case. It's like this all the time. And that's the saddest and sickest thing about this. It's almost amazing. You can almost count on it that when DeGrom takes the mound, the Mets won't score. And I guess part of that is because the other pitcher obviously raises his game. Nick Pivetta said as much after the game as well. He said, you know, I know I'm not DeGrom, but in order to beat him or give my team a chance to beat him, I've got to go out there and pitch as well as I can. And I think a lot of guys go out there with that mindset, and I'm sure that makes it difficult on Met hitters. But nonetheless, when you look at the numbers and the way that Jake is unsupported, it really is a crime. I mean, think about this, since the beginning of 2018, all right, that's all of 2018, all of 2019, the 60-game shortened season in 2020, and five starts this year. All that, 81 starts all told for DeGrom. His earned run average is not even 2. It's under 2. It's 1.99. 1.99 for those 81 starts. And yet the Mets are 5 games under 500 in those starts. That's almost mathematically impossible. It just is. It's mathematically incomprehensible. It's almost mathematically impossible. They are 38-43 in those 81 starts. And he has an earned run average under 2, 1.99. And that goes back to the beginning of 2018. Astounding. Three times this year in five starts, and 33 times in his career, DeGrom has given up either one run or has not given up any runs, and he didn't win the game. So three of the five starts this year, he hasn't given up a run or zero runs, and did not get the win. And 33 times in his career. Now, Jake could care less whether he gets the win. He just wants to pitch well, put his team in position for the team to win, and for the team to win. But it kills him not to see the team win. And time again, that is the situation when he is on the mound. Same category, as I just said. All right, same category. Allowing one run or no runs. The Mets have lost 24 of Jacob DeGrom's starts. Again, almost mathematically impossible. One run or no runs, and they have lost 24 of those starts when DeGrom has done that. You know, this is a guy who said or admitted that he had an off night. An off night for him, all right, he went 6 innings. His pitch count did get up. Pivetta helped that with a 10-pitch at bat, fouling pitch after pitch off earlier in the game, but he had an off night. He didn't have his best stuff. He wanted to work his fastball a little bit, but he didn't have the command of it or the location of it, so he used his slider and his changeup a little bit more than he has in the previous starts this year. But the bottom line is that with an off night, he pitched 6 innings, allowed 1 run, struck out 9, and walked 1. There are tons of pitchers around baseball who would take that on their best night, okay? And this is an off night for him. Now, the Mets have scored 1 run in their last 21 innings, all right? So it's not totally limited to DeGrom, all right? You know, David Peterson didn't get any help the night before either, even though Peterson pitched pretty well. But it's always when Jake is on the mound, it seems, always that this happens. There are never any laughers for Jacob deGrom on the mound, ever. And again, maybe it's the dynamics of it. Again, I know guys tune their game up. They want to beat deGrom. Pitchers also do likewise. I get that as well, too. But the fact of the matter is that the Met offense just totally shuts down. It's been shut down pretty much in general thus far this year. They are last in runs per game. They haven't played as many games as everybody else, so you go by the average, and they're last in runs per game. And they're also dead last in hitting with runners in scoring position. That's fairly obvious because they do get some people on base, but they don't get anybody in. The other night on Wednesday when DeGrom pitched, they were 0 for 4 with runners in scoring position, and it's the same thing over and over again. They were susceptible to this last year except for a brief stretch toward the end of the season. Overall, they were not very good at it, and they picked up where they left off last year. And it's sad to listen to DeGrom after games because he never, ever blames the offense. He never throws any of his teammates under the bus. I'm sure it kills him, and I'm sure he'd love to, but he doesn't because he is a team guy. That's why he's a leader on this team. It's why he's a great pitcher. It's why he's a great teammate. But he blames himself for not being perfect, and that's what kills me to listen to him. It just does. It hurts to listen to him talk that way. You know, not being better than he was that night. It's my fault because I wasn't as good as I wanted to be. I wasn't perfect. I gave up a run in the second inning. I didn't have a great second inning. I'm going to quote him now. This is a quote from him last night. I'm more disappointed that I wasn't able to make pitches there in the second inning. I couldn't correct. And then I think later on, I'll paraphrase this a little bit because it's not a direct quote, but he says, I couldn't correct something that I usually do. I should have been better. And, you know, the time and time again, that's what he says after losses, that I should have been better. You don't have to be better, Jake. I think you're doing just fine. You've established yourself as the best pitcher in baseball. Hopefully that continues this year. But for the Mets, they've got to wake up. You know, this, again, it's early. I know it's been a frustrating start to the season. They had, you know, the COVID shutdown in Washington to open up the season, so they started later than everybody else. They've had already multiple doubleheaders. They have many coming up as well. I think they still have four left for the season. There have been postponements. There have been days off. They had Monday and Thursday off this week. So it's been tough to get in the flow. I understand it, but it's time to get in the flow right now. They head out to Philadelphia. They have a three-game set with the Phillies over the weekend, and then they go to St. Louis for four with the Cardinals. So on the road, it hasn't been pretty for the Mets this year. They did win a series in Colorado. They got swept in Chicago. I don't think the Cubs have won since that sweep, as a matter of fact. Nonetheless, you know, the Mets have to start getting it done at the plate. You know, it starts with a lot of people. Obviously, Francisco Lindor has to be a lot better. Dom Smith, you know, looks out of sorts right now. Alonso has had some tough nights, even though he does have five home runs in the season. You know, Pete had a golden sombrero the other night. You know, it goes up and down the lineup. Michael Conforto has not been himself. But, you know, the Mets have to stop making excuses, and especially when Jacob deGrom pitches. Anytime deGrom is out there and he does what he does, and again, he's going to have an off night here and there through 30, 33 starts, whatever it is for the year. Yeah, there'll be a couple in there. Probably not very many. There will be a couple. But when he goes out and does what he normally does, and that's allow one run or no runs or maybe even a couple, you've got to win those games. You have to win those games. And the Mets haven't done it. 38-43 in 81 starts since the beginning of 2018. Think about those numbers. And we joked about it a little bit before in years past. Can't joke about it anymore because it's not funny. It just is not funny. So hopefully things turn around and you can all have a good laugh at the end of the season or somewhere in the middle of the season when things turn around. Right now, there's really nothing to laugh about. It's not very funny.